All right, friends and family, we are so excited that we are on the line talking about learning from your losses. Fascinating topic indeed, and one which just feeds truly the soul. There's so much in life we ought to live, we ought to learn, and learning from our losses is exactly one of them. We have a passionate, fabulous topic, and it's one that we all should be ready for. So take this time, invite a friend to join us on the line and truly share in this word. So we're here, it's after the 8 o'clock hour, so we're going to go ahead and get started with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
Great, thank you.
Good deal. So I do welcome everybody on the call this morning. So that you're up, sit back, relax, and enjoy the word. If it's in you, go ahead and share the word. Share this call with somebody right quick before we get started. And we're about to get rocking and rolling. Ms. Tiana, you want to go ahead and pray, please?
Sure. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to see it, to come together, to fellowship in your name, and to truly learn all that you have for us. May we do so with open hearts and open minds so that we can receive of what's about to come forth this morning. We are truly grateful that you have given us this means to fellowship. No matter where we are, we can receive of you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All righty. So, y'all, we're talking about learning from your losses. It's a valuable lesson in what you lose. The thing about it is, whether it be for you or not, it's something that you can learn from.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. Whether it be for you or not, is something that you can learn from.
Amen.
If by chance it was for you, listen to me and listen to me good. God would allow it to come back full circle, not necessarily in the way that you think it should be. Because do believe what's for you is for you. King David experienced that. I know who King David was, right?
You know,
he
yes,
was a shepherd boy at one time. You know, he was in the field, and, you know, his daddy didn't view him as the one when the prophet of God came by the house. He stopped by the house, and I need to anoint somebody. He brought every other son of the man, not King David. He said, it got to be somebody else because God wouldn't leave me here. He went to go get King David, and they was kind of smirking, like, I know this is not the one, but we'll bring him. And yes, it was. Thing is, King David got anointed and went right back to the pasture to tend to the flock, the sheep, things like that. Ain't that something?
It is.
Shepherd boy he was. Then as he got older, King David was the one who still, you know, was close to Dad. Dad didn't cultivate what King David had on him. The gift, the calling. But, you know, when God calls it forward, it got to manifest. No matter who trying to put a hold to it. That's something?
It is.
Uh-huh. And so one day when they was fighting this big old giant named Goliath, the brother's name was being catered to by King David. It looked like they lost, but in their loss, King David learned from their mistakes. He learned from what they wasn't doing. Because he just took a little pebble and a slingshot, and he defeated him. Isn't that the epitome of having little and God giving much? All it takes is the faith the size of a mustard seed.
Come on. It is.
In other words, it wasn't the natural stuff that gave him victory. It was the spiritual stuff. See, the thing is, y'all, you got to understand, King David is that man who Nathan the prophet came to. King David had this woman named Bathsheba killed. I mean, her husband killed because he wanted to sleep with her and marry her and have kids with her. And so he did. But you do understand if God took out the Goliath that he faced, now King David is a king, meaning he's a Goliath in his own right, God could take him out too.
Come on.
Did y'all catch it?
Yes.
In other words, yeah, you can give a loss, but you can take one too.
Yes, indeed.
Ain't that something? Y'all, whenever there's a winner, there has to be a loser. Here's the thing about it. God never loses.
Amen.
Did y'all hear me? Let me say it again. God never loses. You follow me? That means even if God allow us to see Jesus go beneath the earth, you know, in the liquid grave, the burial, it was a tomb at the time, if he allowed him to be planted so that it looked like a loss, he has to break it down. In other words, you got to see loss before you experience gain. God.
Amen. Yes.
Huh? Y'all see the play on words I just gave you? You have to see loss before you can experience gain. Let me say that to somebody else. You have to see it as a loss before you can experience it as a gain. In other words, you know how people say, I didn't see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you know you've lost and you hate losing, you don't want to go down that path again.
Yeah.
In other words, when you know things that are not in you, that are not of God, that causes you to lose, do you think that causes you to lose your relationship with God, Miss Tiana, when you don't operate in Him?
Yes, indeed.
Y'all know that? I know some people have been taught a little differently. But you do know what you say. Either you use it or you what? Finish it off for me.
Lose it.
Oh, let me say it again. I like the way that sounds. Either you use it or you
lose it.
Here's the thing. You don't lose God. You don't lose God. But the thing is, sin has you believing that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody to this date has defeated sin on their own. Write that down, somebody.
Come on.
Somebody write that, please. Nobody to this date has defeated sin on their own. I'm going to say it one more time. Nobody to this date has defeated sin on their own. Who can defeat Satan by himself? If you can defeat Satan by yourself, why then did God say put on the whole armor of God?
Come on.
You can defeat sin by yourself, if you can clean up your loss by yourself, if you can clean up your mess by yourself, if you can clean up your attitude, your ways by yourself, why then did God say put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shield of faith, shoes of shodder with the peace, gospel of peace, the sword of the word of God? Why did he say use that daily? If you can do it alone.
Come on.
God is putting us in a position to gain, to experience a win. But here's the funny thing about it, y'all. He also said that a righteous, Miss Tiana, not an unrighteous, he said a righteous man will fall several times but get up. In other words, God, long-suffering, God, you see it? God, listen to this. God allows us to see losses so that we can experience gain. In other words, he allows us to see ourselves down. He allows us to see ourselves falling. He allows us to see ourselves at the valley lows. Also that when it hurts so bad, remember all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. When you love the Lord and you are called according to his purpose, that means I remember how I failed. In other words, I remember how I lost, and I remember how unprepared that I was. And I do apologize, y'all, because on Wednesday, you know, I flipped that thing around. I'm gonna explain it to you tonight. But see, you got to experience, you got to see a loss, so that you'll never do it, but you got to hurt so bad that you don't want to go that route again.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? It got to hurt you so bad that you don't want to go that route again. And if your losses don't hurt you, what you have succumbed to is, wow, a culture.
Mm-hmm.
A culture. Huh? Learning from your losses. If that old way that you have, that you still have, if it no longer hurts you, that means you don't mind losing.
Come on.
When you start saying, I know I should do better. I know I should be saving better. I know I should be living better. I know I shouldn't be drinking. I know I shouldn't be gossiping. When you got to do all that and you see yourself doing it, and you still allow yourself to do that, then you don't mind taking a loss every day. God didn't create you to lose. He wanted you to learn from what you have lost.
Right.
Because remember, the Bible said he will turn you over to a reprobate mind. In other words, if you lose enough, God can allow your losing to be permanent. And see, when you have a reprobate mind, I don't know if you know, huh? But where the mind goes, the body follows.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? If your mind over there, your body going to be over there eventually. Who can argue with God? Who can argue with God? Who can argue with God? Y'all, if your heart is in the money, you understand why you're chasing that bag? But you do know and understand that bag is going to give you an L, right? Because eventually you're going to find out that bag didn't, everything that it promised, it couldn't offer you. Because it can't offer you love. Temporarily. But as soon as it run out, then what?
Right.
Huh? That money, that bag can't offer you understanding. So eventually, it's a setup for a big old loss. See, Satan knows that. He want to win these small battles, so that he can win the war. Win. I told you, wherever there's a winner, there's also a loser. So if Satan win, that means we lose. Now, here's the thing. You don't want to get to the last quarter and lose. If you lose in the last quarter, that means you lose the game.
Yes.
And if you lose the game, if you lose the game of life, what can you learn from? Because ain't no coming back from that.
Tell it.
Come on. If the people who are no longer here that we love, if they can only talk to us, see, they can't learn from their losses. Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
Because it's final. It's final. Why do we need to paint the picture of us taking such a travesty, or having such a travesty in a loss like that for us to learn? Because then we have these emotional escapades. You know how we do it. When somebody, family get together because loss of a loved one, everybody, family come together at that moment. But it only lasts for a weekend. It only lasts for a week. It only lasts for a month. But what about the rest of your life? See, the real you eventually will come back out. In other words, you never learn from what God gave you a physical loss with. You never learn from it. Because we should learn how to love. We should learn how to get along. We should learn how to forgive. We should learn how to be obedient. We should learn how to encourage one another. We should learn how to, hey, if that's not right, I got to tell you what it is. We got to learn how, but see, we haven't taken a loss that it hit us in our gut hard enough.
Come on.
Because when it really hurts you, you never, ever want to go back to that place.
So
when we take on, Miss Tiana, we take on the mantle that says, well, I've been disliked all my life. So you don't mind with people being on the outside with you. Because I've been disliked all my life. In other words, I'm okay with my attitude, and I know it's not pleasing to God, but I'm going to take that L today, and I'm going to take it tomorrow, because I've been, in other words, you putting yourself before, y'all ever seen people, especially in high school, they say they done lost the game before it even started. You know why they lost it before it started? Because they looked at the other team and how they got new uniforms and how some of their guys are taller and stronger and large, and, ooh, look how they just did that play. That was nice. They scared. They scared before they even started. But who didn't give you the spirit of fear? See, fear causes us to lose before we even play the game. Ooh, Lord.
Yes, indeed.
Again, Ms. Anna. Fear don't mean that you're trembling. Fear is called disobedience. Lord, have mercy. Woo! I don't think y'all caught what I just said. Okay, watch this. I'm teaching y'all something this morning. Fear is called disobedience. The reason why I'm breaking it down to you like this, because you got to learn from your losses. You know how many people say, oh, I'm not scared of nothing. Yeah, you scared of something. You scared of commitment. You scared of loyalty. You scared of obedience. Because if you wasn't scared, now that you know better, you do better. See, if you wasn't scared, you would love God enough to obey him. Because he said, if you love me, you will obey me. And when you obey God, you are always on a winning team. Although it looked like you lost. Although it looked like you lost Jesus. Although it looked like you lost Jonah. Although it looked like you lost Mary. Although it looked like you lost Joseph. Oh, man, you want to go down to Rebecca. Although it looked like that you lost. Ezekiel. Although it looked like you lost. Yeah. Malachi, although it looked like you lost. See, when you're on God's team, it don't matter how it looks. Watch you get the victory in the end.
Amen.
In other words, Jesus, are you willing? Yes, sir, I am. Jesus, I need you to go down on earth. Jesus, I need you to go down into a little grave so that you can rise up again. In other words, Jesus, I need you to go down and look like you're lost, but I need you to do it because this life that you live is not your own. In other words, your testimony is going to bring them up to me. So I need you to look like you're lost because a lot of people lost. That's why I'm sending you, because I need you to be lost so I can get them. Y'all better hit me.
Hello?
Because if Jesus wasn't lost, who would grab hold to his coattail? Who would grab hold to his feet? Who would even search for his face? See, if Jesus was never lost, see, you got to look at it. Look at it and look at it good. Learn from your losses. If Jesus was lost and he rose, so can I.
Yes.
Well, well, well. Since we're no longer the patient and we're the doctor, why do you think things happen in your life? Huh? Why do you think the Bible says all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord? I know he hadn't been there for your family. When you gain revelation and God tell you to move, you move. I know she talked about you. When you gain revelation and God tell you to move, you move. So it looked like you took a loss in 2018. But you forgot there was a 2019 right around the corner. Did you forget that?
Yes.
Huh? Hello, somebody? It looked like Jesus was gone. But did they forget? It's called days. Not D-A-Z-S. It's D-A-Y-S. Huh? Why, they asked? Because I need you to see, huh, it as a loss. But watch you experience, if you believe, the victory. You understand? In other words, when you learn from what you see him do, you too must do the same thing. Because when you really learn the epitome of not being afraid, you start to obey. See, fear is nothing more than disobedience. God didn't give you the spirit of fear. That's what he's telling you. I didn't give you the spirit of disobedience. See, the disobedient ones lose, but they stay down. The spiritual ones look like they lost, but they get up. See, I need you to look. Come on, parents. Come on. Don't take an L, parents. Come on, sisters and brothers. Don't take an L. Watch this. Because you'll get down on the floor, even with a dog, and say, come here, mama, baby. Now I'm going to love you. With a baby, you'll crawl just like they crawl. It looked like you're taking a loss. Because, see, when you rise up, I'm trying to tell them, Miss Tiana, you know, like the epitome, the evolution of a caveman. When you rise up, what you're doing is you're showing him how to rise up. But you must first look like you lost.
Exactly.
Oh, y'all then.
Come on.
See, the only way that you can get back up, though, is that you remember how to get down.
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Come on. Come on.
The only way that I can pick myself up from the floor, the only way that I can peel myself up off of the ground, the only way that I can lift myself up from a fall, I can't do it. If you caught that, I can't. See, I use all them eyes, knees. I can't. But see, with God, I can do all things. Through God, I can do all things. Because of God, I can do all things. And in spite of my loss, he'll lift me up. See, the thing is, with God involved in it, that means fear, disobedience, leaves the room. In other words, that loss that Satan meant to be permanent, God put it in pencil because now he's about to erase it. In other words, fear was an illusion. I need you to understand that what I do is permanent, not what Satan do. So we go by what Satan do because he marks it with red ink and said, done, lost forever. You'll never get a good man. You'll never have a strong mind. You'll never operate in this because of your past. But see, God said, no, it was a temporary loss because I need you to show somebody else. See, you don't get mad at nobody else for your loss.
I gave you the loss. Because if I didn't want to give you the loss, you'd have never had the loss. So I'm healing you. Do you mind?
Come on. Yes, indeed.
I said, do you mind?
Not at all.
Yeah. I'm you.
Not at all.
Y'all follow where I'm going with this? No, that's all I want to give y'all this morning. I just want to give y'all a quick trinket. Yes. Miss Tiana, who was supposed to give a little something this morning? You?
Miss Swan.
Who?
Miss Swan.
Okay, Miss Swan, give me what you got. Give me about 3 minutes because we're going to go ahead. They kind of fed already, so go ahead and give them a little dessert.
Okay. Okay. Learning from your losses. When we first discussed this topic, I was like, okay, what did I learn? I was like, all I learned is that I don't like losing. I'm a sore loser, if they say. So after Bible study, we dug in a little bit further, and I was like, let me go back and reevaluate some things that I considered to be losses to myself. So upon evaluating these things, you know, I learned that I've lost a couple of things a couple of times, but in different ways. So different ways may disguise the things that I've lost, so it overshadows that. So I'm thinking it's something different that I've lost, but in reality, I've lost the same thing, like I said, in a different way. So upon now that I understand that those things have happened for a reason, and I figured out the reason that these things happen, I come to the conclusion that once you lose something, there's some things that there's a process that you have to do to evaluate those losses so that you won't take that loss or that L, as they say, again. First, you have to humble yourself and become open and transparent to the loss so that you can absorb that loss and move forward from that. The Bible says that, excuse me, a little hoarse this morning. The Bible says that a man falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. With that being said, even though you took that loss, you still have to get up and go again. You can take that loss and you can sit in that loss and never evaluate it, so you never learn that lesson, but just trust and believe that God is going to he's going to make that loss resurface again, because he's going to bring that back to you once again to see if you've learned your lesson or you reevaluated that loss. And if you haven't reevaluated and learned from the first loss, you're going to lose again. And he's going to it might take years, it might take days, but that loss is going to come back to you to retry you to see if you learn from that lesson. So with that being said, if you do lose something, I suggest that you humble yourself, become open to you losing, and be transparent so you can evaluate that. So the next time that loss comes, that test or trial comes around, it will be a win instead of a loss. And I hope you ate well.
Amen.
So much. That was good, Miss Juan. So y'all got it. And to add to what she just said, now be very careful, because God will give you repetitive losses. He sure will.
Mm-hmm.
He sure will. You can have repetitive losses. Don't give up on God. Remember, the Bible says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. That means when you're doing everything that God says to do, and you still see the loss, and you don't have the gain, that must mean God is in a stronger rebuilding phase for you.
Come on.
Right.
Because when you come out on the other side, you understand.
Yeah.
I got to be careful how I say this, because sometimes we put ourselves in a position that we stay down and we talk about, well, that's God. No. I ain't talking about what we create. You understand? I ain't talking about what we create. You'd have been crying 5 years. Get over that.
Yep.
God must be rebuilding. No. When you obey God, because you don't operate in fear, that's when you know that if it's still there, if it still looks like I'm taking a loss, if it still looks like I don't have the job, if it still looks like I don't have the house, if it still looks like I just don't have myself together, it's okay how it don't look. Because remember, man judges the outward, God judges the inner. I'm trying to tell you something.
Right.
Come on.
Because the Bible says, what is it? A prophet.
Mm-hmm.
To gain the whole world. And what did he say? What did he say? To gain the whole world? Tell me the other words he said right after that. And lose your soul. My God. In other words, God don't mind. Somebody didn't understand this. I said the other day, and I'm glad they asked me. This is what I love about these calls, y'all, because there's nothing fake, nothing phony, and we don't pretend. In other words, when we get off the phone, we really live this life. And if we don't live it, the word of God corrects us. You know, I done had people that heard me here, and then outside of this, they disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, why you call in then? Because I'm the same person. But you know what they're saying? They're not about that life. But listen to what I'm saying. When you lose something, and I'm glad the caller called and asked me. They literally asked me. I didn't understand what you were saying. God would hurt your feelings just to win your soul. And you just answered it yourself. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? So that means he'll hurt your feelings by not giving you what you want. Because in other words, what good does it profit a man? In other words, what good is it for you to win everything in the natural but lose everything spiritually? I just reversed it. God will hurt your soul. In other words, you can lose everything naturally but win everything spiritually. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
But you know the problem is, Miss Swan, Miss Tiana, most people want to win in the natural and win in the spiritual because we're selfish. But see, here's the thing.
Right.
Let me help somebody. Thank you, God, for revelation. Why do you think God said, before you follow him, you must first remove your pride?
Yep.
Why do you think he said, here's a great reason why he said it. So you can learn from your loss. Because the more you operate in pride, the more losses you will take. It's like a baby. Don't know how to clean themselves up. See, God said this life that we live.
Come on.
I'm going to say this. Y'all like that, Stephanie? This life that we live.
It's not our home.
It's not our
own. Not our own. Since it's not ours, who am I to say what I want? Who am I to say what I need? Anytime I start saying what I want and what I need, I take a loss. And it becomes a loss. This is why you're still chasing after something and want something that you won't have, because it ain't for you. See, this life that you live ain't yours. So if God says it shouldn't be, it won't be. Swan. When you love what you do, it's never hard work. In other words, when you love God, when you obey God, you never take a loss. You know why you never take a loss? Jesus never took a loss. It looks like he took one to us, but he ain't never take one. You know why? Because if it's mine, if this life that I live is not mine, let me say it again. If this life that I live is not mine, how can I ever lose when he's not a loser? Jesus, God has never lost. He's undefeated. So since it's his, he's going to make it look like I lost only to win you over. See, in other words, I never take a loss because it's not mine. And because I don't do it my way, he do it his, it's never a loss.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
He's a winner by spirit. Huh? He's as great as ever. He's the GOAT. Greatest of all time. He is. He never lost. He never will lose. Huh?
That's right.
But he just used a loss to get down to our understanding. Remember the Bible says he will meet you where you are. So since you understand the word loss, I'm going to show you one.
Come on.
And I'm going to show you that even in the loss, I'm daddy. So I got to show you this. I got to make it bad so that I can make it better. In other words, I got to show you the loss to win you. Because if I only showed you greatness, and you'll say, well, I'm not that. See, I wasn't born. Okay, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth either. And my name was Jesus.
Come on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't like me either. And my name is Jesus. I love Mary. Yeah, I love Mary, but I couldn't marry her because my name is Jesus. Because we weren't equally yoked. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I put Mary to the side for you all because my name is Jesus. It looked like I lost, but look at what I gained because my name is Jesus. See, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? See, what I'm trying to do is I don't want you to lose your soul, so I will hurt your feelings so you don't lose it.
Come on.
Hmm? The reason why he'll hurt your feelings so that you don't lose your soul is because, remember, he said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. You won't get your way in heaven, so you might as well operate in that right now.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Lord. You won't get your way in heaven, so you might as well start operating in it now. You see, So you don't want to get to heaven. And then, in other words, y'all ever heard of this? Hey, well, this is a great topic. Write it down, Miss Tiana. Don't start mm-hmm. what you can't finish.
No.
That's right.
Why would God give you right now when he's not going to give you later? Start a child. Why would God give you what you want now when he's not going to give you what you want later? See, heaven is about God, and it's about what he wants. Oh, my God. So, don't start what you can't finish.
Mm-hmm.
Learn from your loss. Let's pray, Miss Tiana.
Father, his Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that's gone forth. We are truly gracious. Truly gracious that you give unto us, Heavenly Father, all that we've learned, that we can learn, Heavenly Father. You also ensure that no matter what situation, we can come up out of it if we have faith in you. And you've given us that free will to choose you. May we choose you in every aspect of our lives. So that when the loss comes, we know, Heavenly Father, that through your Son, Heavenly Father, we can see that win. We can obtain that win, and we can move forward in you. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day, and we look forward to seeing you all this evening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.